Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Grundleby 2. This time it's personal, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Can't wait for the Photoshop of that one.
Joining me, I can wait a very long time.
Joining me today to talk about the news that two new Transformers movies are currently being written is Justin Yeast Wars Bell. That's even worse. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this horrific news. But no, this is a good news burst. It's a good one. Here's some news I bet you weren't expecting to hear. Ever. Variety reported yesterday that Paramount and Hasbro have two, count them, two Transformers scripts currently in active development, one written by James Vanderbilt and another by Joby Harold. Vanderbilt's credits include writing duties on 2007's Zodiac, The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and Independence Day Resurgence. He was also a producer on Ready or Not, which featured our very own Scarlet, Samara Weaving. Harold's hits include King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, and Zack Snyder's upcoming Army of the Dead film. He also helped produce John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. It should come as no surprise to anybody that one of the Transformers scripts in development is the follow-up to 2018's critical success, Bumblebee, and the other one? Beast Wars. The Variety article added that details are minimal at this stage, but sources have confirmed that they present an opportunity to build out multiple storylines within the franchise. No directors have been attached to either script as yet, and it's highly likely both projects will feature brand new casts. With the Transformers brand still a high priority for Paramount, it is also likely that they will be rushing to attach directors to each project as soon as possible. Now, we had actually reported a while back that this was on the table thanks to a number of interviews Lorenzo Di Bonaventura had given, where he stated that they had an Optimus Prime solo film that was later scrapped for a Prime B buddy movie, another major Transformers sequel, and a Beast Wars film that they wanted to do. Justin, are you surprised that they have started to develop these particular two films as options?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting kind of dichotomy between the two franchises. I'm really kind of trying to get my head around, you know, is there, you know, part of me believes, yes, there is enough Transformers story to tell for them to kind of separate them off like this. But I don't know, just it kind of smells a little like throwing some stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. But yeah, I mean, you know, granted, the Michael Bay series was, you know, a blockbuster franchise, you know, billions of dollars in revenue. Bumblebee did well, like you said, critically. People really seemed to like it. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was not like the runaway blockbuster hit that the Bayverse films were, but perhaps they're trying to find some of that magic. It's kind of an odd choices, but I can see why they're doing it, I guess.
You must be excited for Beast Wars, though. Wasn't that in your wheelhouse?
Oh, Beast Wars? Man, I loved Beast Wars. I don't know what it was about, because I actually got interested in Beast Wars kind of at the height of its creative kind of zenith, I guess you'd say. I don't know if that's the right word or not. But
is now.
But yeah, when I was working at KB Toys back in the 90s, and back then, you know, I live here in the sticks in kind of New Hampshire, Vermont, and we actually didn't get the Beast Wars cartoon on network TV where I lived, so I didn't really know anything about it. And I'd been a G1 Transformers fan, you know, back in the day until the movie came about. And I loved the movie, but I hated that they killed all my favorite characters. So I just kind of lost touch. But then, you know, working at KB, they had this deal where if you bought one of these Transmetal Transformers, you got free a DVD with some episodes, or I think it might have even been VHS then. Good Lord, I'm old. but it actually had a couple of Beast Wars episodes.
Nice.
And they're like the first couple episodes of season two where the Transmetals get introduced. And I watched those episodes and I immediately fell in love. And from there on, just went on an absolute frenzy of Beast Wars consumption. I found like a bootlegger online that sent me videotapes of the episodes, of bootleg copies of the episodes.
Man, you are a proper bootleg Bell, aren't you?
Oh man, I am. Bought all the figures, you know, and kind of interestingly, my first exposure to online toy collector fandoms was, you know, going to Benson Yee's site, BWTF.com, and being a fan of that, and then going to message boards and immediately seeing truck not monkey arguments, and then backing away slowly and saying, "This isn't for me."
Brilliant.
But yeah, I'm a humongous Beast Wars fan. I absolutely love it. And it's kind of, I'm curious about how they're going to approach the movie, because to me, I mean, the cartoon wasn't perfect, but it was pretty damn good. And I'm not really sure how they can improve on that. And I suspect they'll go in a completely different direction. I'm interested to see how they decide to do it, whether it's similar to kind of how Bay handled, you know, like Dinobots and stuff, where everything still looked really robotic. It was just in the general shape of the creature. Or if they will go full blown, like it looks like a normal gorilla, and then like the skin rips open and it becomes a robot, which sounds pretty bad when you say it that way. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to admit, like, Beast Wars wasn't on my radar at all until later life.
Right.
But, like, I think, like, a lot of Transformers fans, they've tended to come to it later on in years and kind of been really enamored by it. And obviously, some of the toys are incredible as well. Like, there's some really beautiful toys out there.
It actually reminds me a lot of, you know, one of my other favorite toy lines, Sigma 6, where when it's happening at the time, there's a lot of backlash, a lot of old school fans saying, oh, this is terrible, this is awful, you know, it's, you know, murdering my childhood or what have you, and they hate it. And then 10 years down the road, they look back on it fondly and say, wow, that was really fantastic. I didn't appreciate that while it was happening. And you're like, too late, it's been canceled, you assholes. But, but yeah, I mean, I see a lot of similarities there. Kind of, they were really well-engineered, well-designed toys with some fun aspects to them that people didn't really appreciate at the time, but have now kind of realized how great that stuff was.
Now, obviously, on the other side of this, we've got Bumblebee 2, by the sounds of things. I mean, no surprise there for me. And I have to say that, obviously, the stories coming out off the back of Bumblebee, where we were reporting them at the time, Lorenzo di Bonaventura mentioned that, first of all, there was going to be an Optimus Prime solo movie, which I'd have been fine with, especially if it was along the same lines as Bumblebee. And obviously the seeing Prime at the end of Bumblebee was amazing, especially in his vehicle form. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah,
that, I mean, that was one of those moments where I just saw him like, oh, that is all I ever wanted. It's happened now. So how easy was that? That was probably about, I don't know, about $1,000 to set up that particular.
No kidding. I mean, that was a really awesome kind of component. It's amazing kind of like why it was such a simple thing that Michael Bay could have done, you know, back in the day when he was first doing the Transformers, and just for whatever reason, they wanted to put their own stamp on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a small touch, but.
Like the closest we got with Bay was when he had the flat front truck in one of the sequels that came after it. I want to say Age of Extinction, but it might have been before that.
It was the one with Marky Mark in it. Yeah,
was the one with Galvatron in it, where it was like that weird transformation that didn't make any sense. It was like Rubik's cubes breaking into pieces and then combined.
You're gonna have to be more specific. I think that
Good
was
point.
Every single movie.
Good
yeah.
point. Anyway, the closest we came, I think, was when they found him. They found Prime like hiding and all beaten and broken and everything.
Yeah,
but in any case, it was nowhere near as cool as the end of that Bumblebee movie. And
not even close.
And I mean, yeah, I mean, so obviously, you know, the as we were going through getting these reports in, it was that idea was scrapped, I believe, for a Prime B buddy movie, which I found adorable. I mean, again, if it's a Bumblebee sequel and Prime's involved, I can live with that as well. I mean, you can't really go wrong with those characters, can you?
No, not at all. I think that there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, and it makes no surprise to me that Bumblebee 2 is on the cards. Beast Wars,
yep.
I'm really interested to see what the actual story is around it. I imagine it's going to look a lot different than what we know, but what again, mm-hmm. that could be, you know, they could stick really close to the source material. You never know. That would be really odd, but I think
it would be odd. I mean, Beast Wars was pretty deeply rooted in kind of the G1 story, even though that wasn't revealed until later seasons. But yeah, it would be weird.
To see an animal transform into a robot form.
As long as there's ripping skin and like there should be total like blood vessels like bursting open as they transform into the robot. Just make it real friendly for the kids. Like the gorilla rips itself open from the inside out and becomes a robot. That'd
you are a hideous, amazing. Hideous human being, Justin Bell. But yeah, and so as we've said, Bumblebee 2 on the cards. Beast Wars looks like it's. I mean, they're both in development now. The scripts now. Just one quick thing. Are you like totally convinced by the people behind this at the moment? I mean, you're talking about. I mean, you know, we've got James Vanderbilt and we've got Joby Harold. I mean, in terms of what they've done, nothing really stands out as amazing. But I mean, what are your thoughts on the people behind the scripts at the moment?
Well, it's really funny, actually. You know, against my better judgment, I signed up for CBS All Access a day or two ago just so I could watch the Picard TV show, which I haven't even watched yet. But the first thing I saw on there was the movie Zodiac, the 2007 movie.
Oh, that's
and I was
a good
like,
movie.
Whoa, Mark Ruffalo and Robert Downey Jr. and
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
So I actually watched it, and then this news came up, and I was like, oh, I actually know something that dude worked on. But
for a change. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's fine. You know, there nothing, like you said, nothing really stands out. But, you know, I mean, Zodiac is an entertaining movie, so he's obviously got some sort of street cred there.
Zodiac's an amazing film. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. You know, nothing that really knocks my socks off. But so I can't say that, oh, yeah, I'm 100% confident that these two people I don't really know very well will make awesome movies. But I think they certainly have the right mindset after watching Bumblebee. And I think they're kind of leaning more in that sort of direction. What I'm really waiting for is when they do the Cybertron movie that is like that 5-minute battle in Bumblebee
just
expanded
all
to
of
2 hours.
Just all of that. Yeah, that would be incredible. Yeah. That would be incredible. Justin, buddy, thank you for jumping on and chatting.
Yeah, sure.
The Transformers stuff. Just one last thing before we go. I would like to give a big shout out to Rob Osborne. And I did say I was going to do this for Rob the other day, but he kind of brought to my attention an issue with issue 244 on the podcast, on iTunes. And basically what had happened was I uploaded a new episode. I was uploading a lot of episodes at the time, but the new episode of thing with the Snake Eyes thing we did last on the News Burst, I uploaded it. There was an issue with the audio, so I had to remove it. And unfortunately, it's a very convoluted process on Podbean where it spreads it across multiple platforms. And once it deletes it off Podbean, it deletes it off those platforms, but only at the source. So it's almost like, I think iTunes and the other Stitcher, I believe they kind of almost stream it from that source. So obviously there's a bit of an issue. I was notified by Rob, who then assisted me in checking whether the next uploads worked or not. So thanks to Rob, and apologies to anyone who couldn't download for whatever reason episode 244 on Podbean and iTunes, etc., etc. They should be up there. They should have been up there actually later on that day, and no issues. So again, apologies if you haven't been able to, but we put them on literally every single format that you should be able to find that episode somewhere and listen to it. But thank you, Justin, buddy, for jumping on, and thank you.
Absolutely.
And I'll be speaking to you again pretty soon, probably about Snake Eyes stuff.
Let's hope.
Okay. That's
all right.
That's it for this episode of the full of the new. That's, I've already forgotten what I say. I do this every single time. How many times do I say this? And now I can't do it off the top of my head. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, remember your bloody lines. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.